Hey, everybody that's listening now or listening to it later, how are you? And so tonight, okay, is a full moon night. And why is the full moon magical? Well, it's for new beginnings, and it heightens up your feelings, all the feelings that you have about things, right? Well, I think feelings are from God, emotions from ego, are edging God out. But feelings are feelings that your intuition gives you, your higher power, call it God, call it angels, call it a higher part of yourself, whichever one works for you. So the feelings that you're feeling tonight, you know, or today or tonight or tomorrow, just remember what the intuition feels like, because that's your intuition. So anyway, on that note, you also have Archangel Haniel, who's about full moon magic. And she loves moon energy, so call in her. Write your prayers and your thoughts down, because they're so strong tonight. The energy that brings them, brings the intuition to you to create them. Okay, so and the power and the wisdom, because it's a clear road tonight for you to do that. So anyway, on that note, it's more clear than ever. But you know, intuition, God, your angels, whoever you believe in. It's always there for you. It's just tonight the veil between you and your higher power, you and your intuition, is extremely thin. So that's magical. So one of the things that I do is I will write down three things that I'm grateful for and would like to achieve. And so that's what I do. So, you know, and I write them down, and then I go out and I burn it, you know, whatever. So that's something that you can do as well. Be careful. Don't start a fire. Make sure you pour water on after you burn it. And, you know, because we've got little animals out there, you know, outside and stuff. And so you want your place to be a safe place for all the little ones that you have around, maybe dogs, cats, squirrels, whatever that may be to you, birds, right? So make sure you care, put some water out after you burn it, and to double check. But just like, and then when you're writing it down, say, thank you, Archangel Haniel. Thank you, God. Thank you, whoever you believe in, Buddha, Jeshua, which who I call Jesus, Spirit, the higher part of me. I'm giving you all the ones there, Buddha, as I said. So just ask for their help. And you may be experiencing some things today about, you know, remembering things from your past. Things that you like to look at, things that may, you know, if you have something going on today, you know, like a tumultuous time maybe, or a memory that you're having, a lot of times the full moon energy will bring that up, and it's like bringing things out of the closet saying, does this work for you anymore to have this in your life? The way that you have let this control you, if that's what you've done, or this belief that you have, does it work for you to keep it or let it go? So another magical thing that happens is that you get all of these memories, you just have to tune into them, that you can look at on a full moon, the night of full moon happens, and say, okay, this works for me, this doesn't. And don't worry, usually you don't have to search. Things will pop back to you, or a memory will come to you and just say, and you know, and you look at yourself or you look at that higher party and say, this works for me to have this. This doesn't, and let it go. You know what I mean? So sometimes for things to change, you've got to change. For things to get better, you've got to get better. So this is a way that you can use that. I am all about bringing a power, you know, higher power, higher awareness. And when you let old things go that work for you and or decide to keep them, I'll give you an example of that. I have a memory of my puppy, and she was just a great little dog. She died years ago. And back in 2005, but she was with me for a long time. And some of the things that I see about her that I've had today, it's like, wow, I remember those. They were just wonderful memories that I had forgotten about. And it's so fun, or funny. You know, I made a lot of memories with her, and now she's a memory. Isn't that funny? Or unusual. So, you know, just do that. And then, you know, you want God to help you, your higher power. To say, God, I'm releasing this to you. And you said, well, Tree, I've done that before. And, well, when you've done it before and you keep on doing it, saying, God, I'm releasing this to you, God will not violate your free will. You're saying the words, but you're not feeling it with your heart. I know that I've experienced that myself. So really, really, really think about, say, I'm releasing this. And then every time that you have a doubt, and you will have doubts most of the time, most of us do, maybe you won't, but I'm not saying if you do, you don't. What if you do, just say, I'm grateful to have released this to you, God, because that's your ego just popping its head up and saying, hey, you-hoo, God forgot, or you feel like God forgot, or you go through a really challenging day and you think God, your angels, or your higher part of yourself have just forgotten about what you released it to them, and they're just not doing a darn thing about it. Sometimes they say a damn thing about it, right? So, and that's okay too. You know what I mean? But you have a lot of magic at your disposal tonight, okay? And you could always have it. But just remember this, the veil between you and your higher power, God, angels, Jeshua, Buddha, whoever you believe in, higher part of you, I said, is there with you. And you have a lot of memories popping up maybe today. And you can decide the ones you want to keep and the ones you want to let go that have really affected your life today. Because, you know, our the way we think and the way we are is really based on things we've learned in the past. And that's okay, too. But if you want a new life, then a new beginning, then you have to really change the way you think. Have a beginner's mind, as Buddha says. Wouldn't it be great if we woke up every morning and have a new day, really a new day. It'd be like Groundhog Day, right? anyway, I hope that helps you. And I know it's helped me. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you. One other thing is I'm going to, I am doing 6 month readings, right? Sometimes I do them in a year. I always do yearly readings around December. So I'm doing 6 month readings now. Sometimes I do them and sometimes I don't. But I felt really led to do them. I got that message about 2 or 3 weeks ago. So if you want me to do a 6 month reading for you where we go over the 6 months or the, 7 months now, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I'm starting them now. Then let me know. Okay, hit me up with a text or something, 954-636-9401. It is so much easier to text me, okay, just so you know. 954-636-9401. Just say, hey, I'm interested in a half year, 6 month reading, and I'm starting them now. Although it's a little more than 6 months, but hey, we'll see if you're on track, if you've had one with me before, if you want a new one, or if you've never had one with me before, they're wonderful, they're great, and we record them. Okay, so hit me up with a text and see if you're on track, if you've already had one, or if you want to see if you'd like to enjoy one, then just hit me up with a text saying, hey, I'm brand new, would like to think about that, and we'll move forward with it if that works, okay? But I'll tell you all about it either way. All right, you guys have a wonderful now. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night and enjoy your weekend. And take care now. Bye. And what is it? Have a great now. All right, bye.